You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, it's Irish Racing Podcast time again here on Tuesday, May the 1st. Andy Holding looking at Ballinrobe's 7-race card this evening, set to run on soft to heavy, soft in places ground, although the forecast is quite favourable there this afternoon, so hopefully we should get reasonable conditions there tonight. We've got quite a competitive card actually, looking at it. Plenty of runners in a lot of the handicaps, some good quality racing towards the back end, including that beginner's chase actually, which they've brought together a fairly decent field. And the bumper as well to close with is certainly not a race to be sniffed at either. Don't think many of the patrons will be leaving early there tonight for that 8:35. So pretty much good all the way round from start to finish. And we begin with a 2-mile-1 maiden hurdle, in which Avellino sets a very, very high standard for the others to match up to. And if she can run to the level that she's been showing of late, then she should really make the breakthrough tonight. She's been a little bit frustrating since winning those two bumpers back in 2015-16 respectively. But that run behind Dis Donk at Navan on the 18th of February, if she runs that standard here, should mean that tonight's contest is a mere formality for her, because we've seen obviously Dis Donk run really well subsequently in decent hurdles and handicaps thereafter. And of course Attenay, who was second, went on to supply Katie Walsh with a fantastic farewell winning ride at the Punchestown Festival last week. Nothing wrong with the run the last time, behind Epicurus, who's a useful horse from the Willie Mullins stable, and the pair were well clear the rest. Surely tonight Dermot McLaughlin 7-year-old can finally get her head in front. She certainly deserves to do so, and even though her odds are quite skinny, hopefully punters will be served well in the first race on the card.
Race 2.
On to the second race then, which is another 2-mile-1 contest, but this time it's the first of the handicaps. Ran about 6-1 the field this morning. One or two little sneaky ones in here, particularly Roxburgh Road, who's had three runs for the Ted Walsh stable and has got a mark of just 98. Be interesting to see how he goes. But my eye's rather drawn to a horse called Maraw here from the Tommy McCourt stable, 5-year-old gelding by Nayef, who has run quite well in parts throughout his hurdling career without getting his head in front. He ran well behind Tintine Robin back in Clonmel last year. And he's run the other day off the back of a breakdown in Limerick. Certainly offered up plenty of encouragement for the future. I see he's a 20-1 shot this morning. But that performance the other day behind Trump 16, in what turned out to be a very keenly contested handicap down in Limerick, should serve him well. And if he goes forward from that run, I can certainly see him outrunning his odds here tonight, given that the time figure of that race on the 20th of April was pretty good. So Maraw is the advice there. Each way at a big price in race number 2.
Race number 3.
On to the 6:35, and this looks a match on paper between Touchbase and Hugo and Tass. And it all depends, of course, whether Dennis Hogan decides to run his 7-year-old Hugo and Tass, who was run up yet again frustratingly at Kilbeggan last night. I don't think he did too much wrong, just the meat horse was far too good for me in the closing stage. But he does go a good gallop, Hugo and Tass, and one of these races is sure to come his way. But Touchbase probably is the safest recommendation for me to offer up this time around about 10:30 this morning, because he's guaranteed to run, whereas the other one might not. And that run behind Monatomic down in Tremor the other day was full of promise. The winner, of course, had plenty of experience from the same stable. And Touchbase wasn't really that fancy, but he did keep on really well on the running. So only get done narrowly by two short heads. And that was a far cry from his run first time out, when he was a horse who basically was having a spin round the back just to gain a bit of experience. By a good side, of course, Robin Deschamps, and he's certainly going the right way. So Touchbase is a choice in the 6:35.
Race 4.
On to the 7:05 then, and again another very competitive handicap. There's been a bit of money this morning floating around for Edward O'Grady's Shaky Try, who's finished fourth amazingly on all five starts so far today. But that run at Fairy House behind May's Choice certainly offered up plenty of encouragement for the future. But I'm going to go for one at a much bigger price here. Padraig O'Connor six-year-old by Mountain High, who has run again some reasonable races in defeat without getting his head in front. He was third at Galway towards the back end of last season. The early part of the season, I beg your pardon. And his run the other day off the back of a break at Limerick was a performance enveloped with promise. He was quite a bit behind coming out of the back straight, but he made rapid headway around in the home turn on the bridle as well. He did all his work in hand, and he started very eye-catchingly in the hands of Mark Bolger to finish a never near a fifth behind Trump 16 in a very good speed figure race. If he can run to that level here tonight, then he's surely got to go well. He's already proven over the brush hurdles. I see he's chucked up around about 12 to 1 this morning, which I must admit I thought was quite tempting. I thought it'd be a good deal shorter, considering there's so many eagle-eyed judges out there nowadays spotting how horses run such as this as a general rule of thumb. So he'll do for me, Padraig O'Connor, because I do think he's a decent each-way bet there in the 7.05.
Race 5.
On to the 7.35, and probably the race I'm most keenest on from a betting perspective here tonight. This is quite a good little handicap, this. Fleming Storm comes here off the back of a good victory down in Ferry House last time out when he got the better of a short price favourite of Gordon Elliott's in a bit of a wild finish. But to be fair, his best form has always been at Ferry House, Fleming Storm. So just slightly temper my enthusiasm with him that this tight right-handed track might not suit him because he's quite a big horse. We've got Fire in His Eyes, who's been a very consistent performer. He's definitely got chances, and Shrewd Operator has been a model of consistency too, albeit his best form seems to be over the minimum trip rather than 2.5. So it leads me on to Tongi here, who got well and truly thrashed the day at Punchestown. Now, that race at Punchestown, won by Cadmium, was one of the best handicaps run on my figures all week. Amazingly, William Mullins' charge managed to run not only a faster overall time than Footpad, he ran the last circuit a second quicker than his illustrious stablebook companion who won the Grade 1 on the same card. So that Cadmium was operating at a really good level. Only rated 133 as well, the winner. I do think that six-year-old is one horse to keep an eye on for the future, certainly off his current rating. And he had the field strung out over the County Kildare venue. And Tongi, who was £8 out of the handicap, only really, racing there as a pretty much a social runner, being as he was a 50-1 shot, didn't have absolutely any chance of living up with that pace. But you give him 2.5 miles on soft or heavy ground, and he's a fairly decent performer. He's run really well on his previous two starts at Gowran Park in his own grade, and I do think he's going to go much better than his odds this morning, around about 6-7-1 at time of recording. Danny Mullins is on board, who's ridden him to victory before, so that's a good positive sign. And the Pat Fahey team had a really good Punchestown Festival as well. So everything looks set fair for Tongi, taking a huge step down in grade to run a huge race there in the 7.35.
Race number 6.
On to the 8.05 then, which is a good beginner's chase in the offing. We've got Robin DeForey here, who's absolutely different class to these. He's 145 horse over hurdles. He hasn't run since November. Not quite sure why he hasn't continued his sort of season and the continuity, but he's run really well in listed race. He won at Limerick and he beat Fabulous Saga and Burren Live. Good form, tick in the box. And then he come up against Cracking Smart, one of Gordon Elliott's smarter staying novices. Unfortunately, Cracking Smart had to miss the Cheltenham Festival because of a setback. But once again, he finished ahead of Fabulous Saga, went on to boost the form with a win at Cork next time out. And even though this trip tonight looks a little bit on the short side, he should have far too much class for these. Let's face it, he hasn't shown that he's short of pace in the past. We've got similar type trip-wise anyway, running in a race of this nature. We've also got Last Encounter, who's been running over 2.5 miles, 3 miles in his last few starts up against him. And Oathkeep as well has been over 2.5. So it's not as if the favourite here, Robin DeForey, is up against horses who've got more speed than him. It's often a good starting point as well. You often find these top trainers run that they're sort of staying types over a shorter distance first time out. So Willie Mullins is Robin DeForey, looks head and shoulders above his opposition if he can stay on his feet there in the 8.05.
And the final race.
On to the final race, and as said at the top of the show, this bumper is an absolute belter on paper. The one I'd probably be against here is the favourite, Vont de Tom, from the William Mullins stable. He looked really one-paced and slow last day down in Limerick. Didn't really find that much off the bridle and thought that form was fairly modest. He got beat by a horse trained by Noel Mead, and it's Noel Mead really who holds the key to this race because he runs a horse called Value here, who was an odds on poke first time out this season to beat Invincible K from the Gordon Elliott stable. Unfortunately, he failed to live up to expectations, but he did jink left at the start, lost a bit of ground, and then he challenged on the swamp up the inside on the down the home straight and gave the advantage to the winner who raced wide. So, if you like, he probably ran a little bit better than the form figure actually suggests. He hasn't run since, but hopefully he's fit enough to do himself justice off the back of a layoff. Non-meet horses, as we know, continue in great form. We've got Castlebrook here, who's an absolute gorgeous stamp of a horse. A huge son of Oscar, in keeping with a lot of how Jimmy Mangan's horses look. And he's very much a chaser in the making, but he does go a decent gallop. He probably didn't quite stay the 3 miles last time out, but that run behind Shady Operator at Cork would definitely give him a chance, and he's another one to consider. And also, of course, Spearling as well from the Patrick Kelly stable. He caught the eye first time out at Punchestown beyond Rapid Escape, one of Gordon Elliott's nicer horses. And with the tongue tie on for the first time with him, he could also go well at a price. So a really good and intriguing final bumper race. I certainly wouldn't underestimate this contest. I'll go with Valdia, who I'm sure is better than what he showed down in Navan, and hopefully Noel Mead's good fortune will continue. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Ancient Podcast. For those of you tuning in tomorrow, it's going to be Dundalk all the way, as we've got a 8-race programme from Ireland's only all-weather venue on Wednesday, May the 2nd. So until then, it's bye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.